Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Another one in the books, my folks. In the house, I got, what's your first name?
Steve.
Huh?
Steve.
Steve, talk into the mic.
And, Steve here.
And Matt.
Matthew here.
Matthew. And we got our big friend Jeff, who saves lives. What a way to wake up in the morning, knowing what you do saves lives. I mean, this
is how I wake up every day.
Yeah, I mean, I just think of, you know, what good you bring to the world. But anyhow, the reason we played the Michael Jackson song is that we're going to do hits of the 80s today, so we're going to be playing music throughout this interview. And also, too, is next week's show is going to be hits of Michael Jackson. So that was a little taste of the stuff. The idea, Jeff, is I'll tell you on the air. You have 105.5, which is the Dove, right?
Yeah.
Their number one Arbitron Nielsen-rated show. We're one click up from them. So can you see someone turning right now that turned from there and they heard Michael Jackson and now they're listening to me and they're thinking, shut up, play music?
People turn.
What do you think, Jeff?
No, I think it's good. You know, you mix it up a little bit. I think you see some of the most popular radio shows in the morning. They do just that, where they give you a little bit of a variety. They give you a little bit of news. They give you a little bit of talk. And then, you know, something you always do that I like is you always do the giveaways, the raffles. And if you're going to incorporate a little music, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and actually we'll do that right now, if you don't mind, since you brought that up. My friend Alty at Bros Pizza is having a child, and we're giving away $250. We're going to announce everybody's name on our website, right? And then whoever wins, if two people guess the same way, of course, they split the winnings. And like, I'll get it from you now, Jeff. What do you want to say? How much the baby, Alti's baby from Bros Peepers, is going to weigh? And you get a chance to win $250.
No pressure, Jeff.
No pressure. Don't you have a child on the way, too?
I do have a child on the way.
And we should do yours, too.
Absolutely.
When's your baby due?
August 30th.
Well, I don't know if I can do two. Why not? We'll do Jeff, too. All right?
Absolutely. Let's
two.
Do it.
Two of them for $250. That's $500 giveaway. Wow.
Nice.
Nice. But we're going to announce it on the air, right, the weight.
Okay.
And then also, too, it's going to be transparent because all the people's names are going to be put on a website before your baby's born. So this way there's no shenanigans. You know what I mean? And then whoever gets the weight, if, say, two people get the same weight, we can bet who's going to baby is going to, because I think all these babies about 2 months. We can even do a little thing. Who can guess who's going to have the baby first? You know?
Well, yeah, ours, where she's just turned 7 months. She's got 3 full months to go, baby.
Very good. So let's go with how much is Alti's baby going to weigh?
Well, Alti owns a pizzeria?
Yes.
So she's probably eating a lot of pizza, some garlic nuts. I'm going to go with 9 pounds, 5 ounces.
Woo, it's a big boy or girl. What do you say, Matthew?
I'm going to go over the top, Brian, and say 11.3.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be a boy.
Holy
shit.
It's going to be a boy. It's a bull.
Strong like bull.
Has there been a boy born that big? 11.3?
I'm going to.
Steve's going to say 8.2. I'm going to be a little bit more on the lighter side.
8.2. And then Steve, Matthew, going to write this down. So we're going to input all these names. We have a bunch of phone numbers, I mean, a bunch of people. We probably have like 200 people that have already entered in.
Nice.
Right? So someone might say 11.3. You know, I doubt it. I think you're the highest.
You never know, right?
You never know. I don't think a baby's ever been born that way.
Yeah,
I don't believe so.
Tom, what is the average weight of a baby born?
You know, probably like 8 pounds, 8 ounces.
Oh wow! And you went with 8.2. No, you went with. I'm already messing it up. You went with 9.5.
Come on, John Madden used to say Joe Jacoby is 330. That's what the program says. He's all of that and then some.
There you go. Yeah. So anyhow, you deal with insurance, Jeff. And we have a lot of success stories. You could think of the ones we've talked on the air with Jeff before. But there was one story where a gentleman got insurance, right? And then went for the test. And he had cancer. And because of getting the insurance, he was able to get the treatment to save his life. But if he never got the insurance, right, he never would have went and got the test. And his life was saved. And Jeff's the one who sold him the insurance.
Ah, fantastic.
Is that a pretty cool story?
Well, very good story.
You know, he got our name out of your coupon book.
Well, I left that part out.
Small detail.
Fake news. But, fake news here, Jeff.
Well, also, you know, the person who called, the person that you're speaking about, he hadn't even gone for an annual checkup in 15 years. And, you know, he was just like, I don't go to the doctor. You know, I just want to get a plan that just covers the basics. So, you know, we just got him a zero monthly premium plan of 100% covered for him, his wife, and their two kids. Covers all of the annual checkups, physical, blood work, x-rays, all free, all included. So with all those things being included, he was able to obviously get the screening. Turned out that he had cancer. And, you know, I just had a conversation with him like 2 weeks ago. Because he was following the test and he asked the question. And I said, oh, you know, Dave, you know we talk about you on the radio all the time, right? And he was like, why? And I was like, you know, you're one of the biggest success stories of the Affordable Care Act and how it can literally save lives. And, you know, he didn't sit here. He kind of went quiet, but I could tell that he got kind of choked up a little bit about it. You know, because it's been, you know, such a long, tenuous process. Now, that was 2014, for 2015. So it's been 5-6 years now.
Wow.
Since
it's just a wonderful thing that what you do. I had a question and then I went blank, so I forget what I was going to ask you. But
I'm
just
sure that happens to you often.
It's happening to me more often now than it used to, though. I do forget. Like, I'll look at someone I know I should know their name, and I don't. That's not good. But I have health insurance through Jeff, too. Jeff got me the health insurance. So, I mean, I can go get a checkup. But what I was going to say, do you know if it's a boy or a girl?
It's a boy, and his name is Jeremy.
Why Jeremy?
So, my name is obviously Jeff. My wife's name is Judah. And we wanted a name that started with a J, but that also worked in English and Spanish, because my wife's family doesn't speak English. So, you know, we were kind of going through all the different names, and we liked Jeremiah, but Jeremiah in Spanish is Jeremias, which sounds absolutely horrible. So I said to her, well, you know, the nickname for Jeremiah is Jeremy, and we could just say his name is Jeremy, and it could be the same in English and Spanish. So that's how we kind of came to it.
Well, good. And I like the name. I have a good friend that has been my best friend for 30 years. His name is Jeremy, and he's a very successful engineer and has a family, 3 kids, the picket fence, the whole 9 yards. But more important than that, he's a good person. And that's what you look for. There are people that give and ask no reward, right? There are people that love with no price tag. And that's my friend Jeremy. And it's funny you chose that name. He's the kindest person I've ever come across. He's always got his hand out to help someone.
Well, I've never met a person named Jeremy that I didn't get along with.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing. And I don't want to do Jeff Jr.
I really believe you should do that. I do. I believe you should call it Jeff Jr. I would, right? Yeah. My daughter was born, and I say this, it's like hard to talk to your child, but my daughter's name is Liberty.
Yeah.
Right? Guess when she was conceived? You know they can tell you to the day. Do you know that, right? Right? They can tell you to the day that when your child's conceived. Did they tell you the date your child was conceived?
I think they gave us a rough estimate of the date. I don't really remember them giving like a specific day. I thought it was more kind of like a week.
No, it's specific.
Okay.
Was your daughter on the 4th of July?
No. See, okay. That was pretty good. No, my daughter was conceived on 9/11.
Oh, okay.
And that's why we named her Liberty.
Gotcha.
Right? But how do you tell your daughter, like when she says to you, how do you come up with your name? How do you talk about being conceived to a child, you know? Like, I don't know.
Dropped them off.
Yeah, like it's like a tough subject to talk about, but that's why. So, I would like you to look into that if you don't mind. You know when they do the ultrasound is that's when they tell you. To the day.
I mean, they might have, but honestly, it's been such a whirlwind, and there's been so much excitement and everything, you know.
So
this wasn't our first attempt, and you know the other ones didn't really go so well. So, especially in the beginning, there was a lot of anxiety and nervousness. So they could have given me a specific day, and I would just be like, "Let me hear a heartbeat."
Oh, nothing like that moment. Nothing like that moment. Yeah, it's priceless. That's why I say, even too, like if you look at success, you know, success is never described the same way. But failure is only described but one way. And that's man's inability to reach his goals in life, you know, whatever they may be. These guys here deal with Visa card, MasterCard, and all that type of stuff. That's success to them. Tom is a producer in there, produces a radio show. That could be success to him. I do a coupon book, that could be success to me. So it's never described the same way.
If you ask a million people, Brian, you'll never get the same answer. What's success mean?
Right, so with you, could it be success just having a family, right? How important that is our future. Your child could be the next, you know, president of the United States.
Can I interject for a second?
Huh?
People ask me
what
my success is. I'll spare the radio audience, but I went through a rough divorce. I won my child in the courtroom. And so my biggest success, he graduated at 16. He graduated with honors, and he's going to go 3.66 GPA right now going into his senior year.
Very good. What's your definition of success, Jeff?
I'd probably, go along the lines, what he had just said about, raising good kids to become functioning adults. It sounds like he's got a really good kid, and I would definitely say that if I raise Jeremy the right way and he becomes as successful as his son, I would say that's definitely a success in my book.
And success breeds success. In other words, if you hang, show me your friends, what I tell my kids is show me your friends and I'll tell you your future. If I see who they're hanging out with, that'll tell me a little bit about who they are. Right?
Yeah.
So look who they're hanging out with. And also, too, is realize that everybody changes differently. I don't know how we got onto this, but a child at 2 is different than a child at 6. You can even tell by what they watch on TV. Then when a child's 12, they're different than what they are. But some of them mature quicker than others. And just be there. And that's the thing, too, is like, say if someone upsets you, like a child or anybody, when you're in that position, do you know that the average person would get upset or angry? And you show love and tolerance, And the first way you can show love and tolerance is you have to love yourself. Then you can love others, right? So learn how to love yourself, then you can pass that on to your child to have courage and integrity and all these character traits that are principles to live by. And right now, my daughter, just to tell you, she has a 4.0 average. She's 16. She's going to have an associate's degree by the time she gets out of high school. And if there's controversy, she's never in it. And it's just like a little bit, too, is I think she should go out a little more than she does, but she doesn't. So that's the deal. But if that's what makes her happy, I told her just last week, I said, if that's what makes you happy, do what makes you happy. Don't try to fit into the mold of what society tells you. Be who you are and enjoy life.
Well, you've done well, Brian. That's certainly a testament to her father and her family.
Yeah, but it's really weird is I think she's done well. I know I'm not trying to have self-pity, but
yeah.
She's done really well. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do is time's out of the room. What I want to do is we want to hook some more listeners. So what song should we play, Jeff?
What are the options?
Hits of the 80s.
Something by Rush?
Yeah, we'll get something out by Rush from the 80s. And then you know what? The idea, just think of that person turning from 105.5. They're going to click over and hear the Rush. And they're going to think, I can't wait to hear another song.
I like this better.
I like your attitude. Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of funny. Can we play, Tom, something from the Rush from the 80s? Something from Rush from the 80s?
Yeah,
the Subdivisions. Yeah. So, yeah, play a hit song there, number one. What is their number one song from the 80s?
Subdivisions or Red Barcada?
Huh?
Subdivisions, Red Barcada?
Subdivision? That's a song?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. So what is it going on in the insurance industry right now while he's queuing that up? What's going on?
Well, with everything that's going on with COVID, normally this time of year is very, very slow. If we were to write 10 policies in a month, that would be a pretty good month. Right now we're writing like 10 policies a day because with so many people becoming unemployed, they're now eligible for a special enrollment. And actually everybody's eligible for a special enrollment due to COVID. And so we're writing a lot of policies right now. We're helping a lot of people get mostly free health insurance. Florida Blue has a great plan. It's zero monthly premium all the way up to $33,000 for an individual. So if you make $33,000 or less, or expect to make $33,000 or less in the year 2020, you'll most likely qualify for a free Florida Blue plan. So
wow.
It's a big seller. And like I said, we're slammed in you know, April, May, and June, which is just unheard of. This is in a normal year. This would be when my wife and I were traveling. We spent 2 months in Thailand or in South America or something, and now we're slam busy. So
it has nothing really to do with the COVID or virus. I can't even say it. Do you know why you're getting all these calls?
Because of the coupon vote.
You are so smart.
Good answer.
Good answer. Oh, yes. That's just secondary to the coronavirus. It's the coupon book that's getting you all the calls. It's just, it's really crazy what's going on out there. Can I say this? I forget there's a coronavirus sometimes. Like, say if I'm really into a TV show, so I'm forgetting about the coronavirus because I'm focused on the TV show or whatever. Then all of a sudden the commercial comes on, coronavirus, and it reminds me, oh, damn, that's right. Do you think most people are that way? I mean, do you think about the coronavirus 24/7, or do you have to go on with your life?
You have to go on with your life.
Absolutely.
You have to go on with your life.
You know, I didn't even want to say that, but I was just thinking with your wife being pregnant and all that.
That's precarious.
Still got to be careful.
You got to be careful. Yeah. Okay, play.
Yeah, I mean, I would have been careful any day, any. You know, my wife being pregnant, obviously she's at a higher risk of having, you know, an adverse effect to any disease. So I'd be careful under any circumstances. But what I think is shocking is I see these people with, like, I'm wearing a mask when I'm out in public places, if I'm inside of a building or something like that, and I'm seeing people that are in their 60s, 70s, and 80s, no mask, just walking around like nothing's going on. And I was like, I'm wearing a mask for you, not for me. I'm 36 years old. Like,
right.
I'm not going to die from it. You're going to die from it. I can have it, not even know it.
Right.
So I'm wearing a mask to protect them, and they're not doing the same. That's what I think.
That's crazy. And then that's so good. That just shows you who you are. You know, there's a saying, there's a paradox. To keep it, you got to give it away, right? So if you keep it, like say if you want to, you got to give it away. You got to sacrifice, right? So you're giving away safety by wearing the mask. Well, that will in turn bring back safety to you. If you believe in the karma and all that, caring for others, right? That's the deal. And the more you care for others, the more you get blessed. And you don't do it for that reason. It's just the right thing to do. You know, if you can do these, I think it's five words, trust God and do good, right? And do good part is wearing a mask.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's just something that's really, really simple. You know, it costs next to nothing. You know, they're $2 or $3, and you know, it's just something that if you can help save somebody else, why not just do it?
Yeah, we have a company. We're selling medical supplies. I'm not really pushing that yet because our website's not up. And then I was wondering, am I profiteering? So our deal is that whatever we get the product for, I don't know if we're going to tell people where we get the product, but I almost want to do that. But we're only charging $1 more. Say if something's like $8, we're only going to charge $9. And we're going to show the cost we paid versus, and I hope that charging just $1 more is not profiteering. And what I'm hoping to do is land a deal, and I have a motive. I do have a motive. I'm hoping if I can land a deal where I sell 100,000 garments at $1 a piece more, I mean, I'm hoping, you know, I do have a motive to make money on this deal. But I am going to be selling medical supplies. And I don't even know what I'm doing. I have no idea about medical supplies. I have no idea what I'm doing. And I'm just doing it because it just sounds good. But hopefully it works.
And you'll definitely be taking credit cards for those medical supplies.
That's why, yes. So that's where we have the guy here that's setting up our credit cards and all that for that. But, Jeff, let's play Rush. And what we're going to do, Jeff, is we're going to hook someone from the Dove or the Eagle. And this is the hook by Jeff from the insurance man.
Was there a specific song?
Yeah, was there a specific song, Jeff?
I like that song. Was it Limelight?
Yeah, great song.
Yeah, believe it or not, I don't know my music. And
Limelight.
Guy has a radio station, doesn't know his music.
I don't know my music.
Fake news, Jeff.
Fake news.
Brian, you should be a big 80s fan, too.
Yes, I should be.
Limelight, yeah. Sounds like a good selection.
Yeah, so that's it. We're going to look to catch someone. And then we're going to be having on later on as a guest, we're going to have on, well, here we are. Here's our hook. Catch someone from the Dove or turn the, channel, the Eagle. Turn the channels. This is our fishing bait.
Turn those channels. Brian, before you...
That was highly entertaining.
So how many people do you think we hooked on? What do you think? Someone clicking over from the Dove. How many? You think at least 20?
I would say 20.
All right, good. How you doing, Mr. Mike?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. We got Jeff on the line. He does health insurance, right?
All right.
And then with this, with people need to have health insurance because of the Corova, I can't even ever say the
Corona.
Corona. Oh, like Corona beer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
Corona.
Corona. Yeah, it's real serious. And he's averaging 10 deals a day, where he used to do 10 deals a week.
A month.
Wow.
What's 10 deals? What was
10
it?
10 deals a month, yeah.
10 deals a month was it? For April, May, June, July, 10 deals a month was a good month.
Really? Okay, so there you go. So from 10 deals a month, it's even better. He's doing 10 deals a day.
From the coupon
book. That's huge.
From the coupon book, by the way.
Yeah, real news.
Yeah.
From
the real news.
All right.
Yeah, that's the ad in the coupon. We figured it out. So that's kind of neat that he's doing well. And you don't want to hurt people, right? That's why I was concerned about doing this medical supply thing. I want to make money and all that, but I want people to get a fair deal.
I think people understand, Brian, in business, you're going to make a profit. They're okay with that, but they don't
talk in the mic.
Brian, I think people understand a business wants to make money, but a fair deal, right, as opposed to a dollar for a mask versus $45 for a mask in time of crisis is absolutely just disgusting.
Right. So, Mike, what's your feeling? I know you called. I just hate to do this to you. And, Jeff, please stay on, too. Can you, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Mike, I got to say this. I say it every time. You have on the, and then how, I've been doing this radio show for 25 years. I never use the word icon, right? And I don't. And you can, Tom, do I ever use the word icon? Never heard it, right? This man on the radio right now is an icon in our community. He's the president of the Chamber of Commerce. I mean, I can go down the list of all the things he's done for the community. And his name is Mike. He owns Dunedin Refrigeration. And every time I talk to him, I feel like I'm... Because I've always looked up to you, Mike. I guess that's it. And I guess what happens like when you have someone... like I wonder if someone like is a star, right? And then you do business with that star, right?
You get an endorsement.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how I feel. Because when I came into this community, he was the gold standard.
Well, I've seen your commercials.
I'm a current customer. I mean, I've been for about 3 years with Dunedin Refrigeration.
See, and I didn't know that, right? Be honest. Did
no,
I know that?
Oh, no, no idea.
No idea. So you see that? And that was the last time we had someone call in the week after. Said you had Mike on from Dunedin Refrigeration, and we tried to call in, but we couldn't get through.
Yeah, I've seen your commercials, candidly.
Yeah, you really are. So see that? And then tell us, what did you have him do? Do you remember?
Small world. It's a maintenance contract. On the unit in the house.
Really?
Yeah.
Very good.
Yep.
So that's pretty cool, huh, Mike?
Absolutely. That's great. Thank you for being one of my customers.
Absolutely. Thank you for providing excellent service.
There you go. Wow. What do you think of that, Jeff? Is Jeff still there?
That's great. I think the more people you can bring together and have testimonies, the good service, I think that's a great thing.
Yeah, now, Jeff, I'm going to say this. Jeff, if it's all right with you, do we have your permission to do that contest, Jeff?
Of course.
Okay, sued. All right, we have two babies being born, Mike.
Okay.
In the next couple months, and you can win $250 on each one. Everything is going to be posted online, so every name, with your permission, your name will be posted. We won't put the last name, so this way someone doesn't feel... But we'll know who it is. Maybe we'll put the last letter. Because I don't know. Do you need to get people's permission to put their name online? How does it legally? But anyhow, we're giving away $250. Alti from Bros Pizza is having a baby in the next couple months. And then my friend Jeff that owns the insurance company, he's going to have a baby in the next 2 months. So each baby, we're giving away $250. So, but if there's a tie, you split it. We're not giving... Right? So guess the weight of Jeff's baby, Mike, and you'll be entered into the contest.
Okay. Can you tell me how big Jeff is?
That's a John Madden question there.
Or how about Jeff's wife?
That's it. Yes. And Jeff does like to eat. I can tell you that.
Yeah. Okay. How about 8 pounds and 15 ounces?
8 pounds?
15 ounces.
Wow. Wow, that's
an.
Well, I think that's the only one for that, really. You would sweep it, and then Mike, that's for Jeff's, and then how much for Bro's Pizza, Alti? Now he owns a pizzeria, so he's feeding her a lot of lasagna and pasta.
Mm-hmm.
So Bro's Pizza, what do you say for that, Mike?
Let's go for 9 pounds and 7 ounces.
Whoa, the pizzas. See that, Jeff?
See that? And I said 11, but Brian came down on me. So that's, he's never seen a baby that big.
Yeah, he went with 11.3. Steve went with 8.2. Jeff went with 9.5.
I don't think anybody's ever seen a baby that big.
I think that's a world record.
Did we ever find out what the average weight of the average baby is? 7 pounds, 3 ounces. Do you know I can't hear you in the... And the thing I can't.
I think we need to look up what the heaviest baby born ever was.
Now I can. All right.
Okay.
So that's it. So that's what I'm going to guess. I'm going with 7-3. Can I enter into the contest, too? Am I allowed? Would I have? How could I have a fix on that?
No, I think, Brian, I don't think that would be practical, right?
But I am. I am. 7-3 is what I'm going with. How's that, Mike?
That sounds like a good number, Brian.
Yeah, I don't think I should enter. No, I'm only kidding. It's like even when I have a coupon at a restaurant, right? I don't use it.
Yeah, someone might cry foul if you entered.
Right. Now, I have used it when the owner wasn't there. So is that deceitful? Do you know that? I have.
We won't tell.
I can't say.
Hey, you're going to be all over CNN now.
You know, you have a buy one, get one free, right? And I'm thinking to myself, I don't see the owner around. But I try as a policy not to do it, right? Because so, they're out to make money, and I care that they make a profit.
Here we go. The record for the heaviest birth currently held by, I can't even pronounce it, giantess Anna Bates, who gave birth to a boy weighing, ready for this? 22 pounds, measuring 28 inches in Seville, Ohio, January 19, 1879.
Whoa.
That's a bruiser.
That's a big boy.
That's a big boy.
That's it.
Unfortunately, he passed away 11 hours later.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I said that.
Really? Yeah. Wow, I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm still keeping my 11 pounds, though.
But that's an angel. That's how I try to always put a spin to it. Someone passes away. It's easy to say this, but it's a celebration because they're up there with God. But, you know, sometimes that could be inappropriate, too. There's really nothing to say to someone. Yeah. But if you had to say something, why not go with it's a celebration, right? And that they're up there with God and they're at peace.
God
and they're no longer in pain if they were in pain.
God had plans for that baby boy.
Anyhow, Mike, we haven't even talked about Dunedin Refrigeration. How do you like that?
Well, that's fine. That's fine.
We're doing hits of the 80s, Mike.
Hits of the 80s, okay.
Yeah, and the idea is, Jeff, tell them the idea of what our philosophy is now on that.
It's basically just kind of rounding out the show a little bit better, bringing on a more multifaceted approach to the radio show and not just really talking about news or commentary, but also a little bit of music as well.
Okay.
Right. And then,
as well as grabbing customers.
And as well, now, from my point of view, that, you know, Jeff's such a professional. He really is.
Yeah, that was a very good answer, Jeff.
Very good answer. He should run for mayor. Yeah,
he beat around the bush for the real reason.
That's it. You want to know the real reason, Mike? Catch people that are on the dove, right? Say the dove, and they're in the going in between the eagle.
We're change one, the channel now, folks.
They changed the channel, right, from the dove to the eagle or whatever, and then they catch our song. We started the song off with Billie Jean, and then we played a Rush song. So, Mike, give us a song from the 80s that you like, and we're going to try to hook a few more customers to listen.
A song from the 80s.
That you like.
I've been a Stevie Nicks fan forever.
Stevie Nicks.
How about good. White Winged Dove?
White Winged Dove.
Good choice.
Yeah. What do you think of that, Jeff?
I'm hoping that was in the 80s and not the late 70s.
It's all right. We are.
I was waiting for this rush. I was born in the 80s, so I don't really know.
There you go. What year were you born, Jeff?
82.
82. Wow. That's something, huh?
Yeah. Jeff, don't become 56. You'll lose your memory like we did.
That's it.
Rush was the best I can do.
Rush is the best you can do. Who is Rush your favorite group?
No. I'm more of a late 90s, early 2000s hard rock kind of guy.
Okay. Here we go. This is Dunedin Refrigeration, the icon, Mike.
You said you never used the word icon, Brian.
Only for this? Yeah. Only for Mike. Yeah. I'm a fan of Mike's, really.
We'll be right back.
So how many, Mike, do you think we, and Jeff, how many think we caught between 105.5 and 107.3? How many people do you think hooked into our song?
That's a really good
question. Hopefully quite a few.
That's it. So tell us about Dunedin Refrigeration, buddy.
It's a heating and air conditioning company. My father started it in the early 70s. I took over in the early 90s, we've been around for a long time, obviously. I'm licensed at about everything pertaining to air conditioning, electrical, you name it, I've probably got it. And mostly residential, light commercial. I mean, we have contracts with, like, the Blue Jays doing their stuff and a lot of city stuff and everything else here. But we cover mostly northern Pinellas County. We'll venture down to St. Petersburg at times and over into, like, West Chase on the west side of Tampa area. But we're just an honest air conditioning company.
Was that you in the commercial I saw? Was it last summer or something? But I saw your all the trucks out there with somebody done refrigeration.
Yeah. I've done on and off commercials for several years. You know, a lot of times the manufacturers, you know, kind of co-op all that stuff with you. And so you've got a certain amount of money they're going to give you, but you have to mention, you know, train or carrier in the ad. So, but yeah, I've done quite a few commercials over the years. You can see why I do air conditioning for a living and not commercials, if you ever watch them. So,
yeah, it's co-op money. Why not? You know, I'd get co-op money for companies, and there's so much paperwork to go through. But that was my expertise. And one time, actually, Carvel, you would have to get the money out of Egypt. Right. Egypt owned the rights. Yeah, Egypt. The owner of the corporation was based in Egypt.
Did you get, like, rubles or something?
No, I mean, but seriously, we were going back and forth with Egypt. That's my deal, is to get co-op money. Why not?
Absolutely.
And then you'd be surprised how many people don't take advantage of their co-op money.
It's free money.
It's free money, right. Real quick, I got Paulie on the line. She's just an artist. She helps us out. I just want, like, she has something she needs to say. And can you just listen to it, Mike and Jeff, and tell us what you think? She has a message she wants to give. And then let's get your input after she gives it. You there, Paulie?
You gonna have her bid?
I am here.
Yeah, you give us your message for today. It's like you said you have like a 2-minute message you'd like to give.
Well, actually, I wanted to ask everybody to tune in on Saturday, 11 to noon, for Eat, Shop, and Play, my new show on your station.
Well, you go.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And speaking of 80s music, that's my favorite. And we are, it's my host and I, Heaven, that's her name. She's my friend. And we're trying to empower women, inspire women, and everybody, you know, uplift everybody and support local businesses in this crazy time and give everybody some hope and something to look forward to.
Wow, that's great. You know, when people are hopeless, right, then the answer is hope. And how do you give someone hope? Is you give them experience, maybe something you went through that's similar to what they went through, and that how you pushed and you pushed through it, and that you can say to them, this too shall pass.
Yes,
and then you get the message out there, it's going to be okay, right?
And then exactly.
And then whatever some women, because you can have them where they get battered by their husbands, but there are some women that can come out stronger from it. It's like a piece of coal. It gets a lot of pressure put on it, right? But that piece of coal turns into a diamond.
Yep.
Right? So there's a diamond within these women that have been through some tough times, whatever they are. But the message of hope is definitely a good message to give to people, especially through these tough times.
Right. And you got to fight every day. You got to fight.
So what would you say about that, Mike?
No, I agree with what you were saying, Brian. I mean, this is a time when you can kind of look around and think, geez, you know, there's looting going on. We got this dreadful disease out there, and a lot of people can get down in the dumps. And you got to really you know, just keep moving forward. I mean, even tough times, you get through them and you move on.
What do you think, Jeff, about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people just need a little bit of hope right now with, like what he said, with everything going on and with the rioting and the looting. A lot of people can kind of get down, get depressed, and a little bit of hope go a long way.
And, you know, when someone's depressed, here's a good simple answer to that, but it's simple, but it's true. You move a muscle, you change a thought. And what that means is that we have endorphins.
Endorphins.
Yeah, I don't even know what they are. I never met one. But they're in our brain, right? And when you move a muscle, you change a thought. When you exercise, you
release endorphins.
Release endorphins. So another thing to do is if you lack hope and you feel depressed, right, move a muscle, change a thought. So get out there and do a little exercising, and that will help also. Anyhow, it's really good. So what time does your show start?
It starts at 11, and, you know, on that note, I have been through battered women, and I have just begun modeling this past year. I was always told I was too short, so I'd done some modeling before, but not like what I have. It's never too late to start, and I have two new books coming out this year being published. So there's a lot to be said for keeping going, even if you've been a victim. You don't have to be defined by being a victim.
Right.
There's no point in that, and the looting and the rioting is just selfish, and, you know, it's got to stop, but it's not helping anybody.
Right, and there's no cost to it, right? There's no purpose to it.
It's an excuse for bad behavior, and, you know, we've all had bad things happen, but I didn't go burn anything down over it.
And I'm not going to take any sides on this, okay, because that's my job, not to be political. But if I asked you last year who was killed more from police officers, white or black, who knows the answer? White.
No comment.
White. Yep. I'm just going to tell you. You know, you can't argue with facts. That's why I'm saying to you, I'm not taking a side. You want the facts, right? Your decision is based on the facts. And the number is something like 481 whites were killed by police officers. Oh, from 2015 to now. And 236 black. Is it proper African-American? Was I wrong to say black? African-Americans. So the percentage is, and that 90% of blacks kill blacks, or African-Americans, I'm sorry. Hope I'm not offending anybody. But really where the problem is African-Americans killing African-Americans. We really should address that, right? Right. The numbers are just so, but anyhow, just a little tidbit that most people, if you ask them that question, you would think they would answer African-Americans. But the answer is no. Whites have been killed more by police officers. It's just a little anecdote there. And I'm not on either side, too. I really mean that. I believe that.
I need
to say this. There has been injustice to the African-American community through the justice system. Throughout the whole justice system, African-Americans have been exploited. There's just no two ways about it. It's profiling. But when it comes to killings, the numbers don't lie. Anyhow, I don't even like to do that, but I just wanted to get that out there. So we have Jeff on the phone who saves lives. Oh, yeah. Paulie, did you want to enter Jeff's baby? How much Jeff's baby's going to weigh? You can win $250? Or did you do that?
I weighed in last week on one of those.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay, but you didn't do Jeff's. So
I don't think I did. How about 8.1?
8.1.
I like it.
8.1. Isn't that what...
We're getting crowded in the eights there. We got 8-1, 8-2.
Oh, he went with 8-1-5.
Mike said
8-1-5.
Oh, man.
Oh, Mike, you got it by half a point. So if it's 8-2, Mike wins. He got you.
And where am I? So, I guess at 8-3. We're all close.
We're playing checkers. He's playing the Price is Right.
Yeah. That's it. Tammy said if we go over, she was saying that if you go over, you don't win.
Right, that's right.
Remember when we made that? So I'm going to bet 0.1. So, no, I don't want to do that. I said I'm not going to be in the contest. So, in closing, Jeff, what would you like to say about the insurance?
Oh, about the insurance or?
About anything. About anything. How about the what's going on with the riots? Anything you want.
Protesting is protesting. Don't get them twisted. The people that are rioting and looting are criminals. The people that are protesting are warriors. There's a big difference.
Right. Mike, what's your input? Real quick. I'm sorry, Jeff.
No, go ahead.
Mike, what's your input on that?
On that, pretty much the same he just had. You know, if you want to protest, that's fine. You're allowed, and you should. It can bring around, bring things around. But just to go out and loot and that and try to claim that that's because of something happening, that's just ridiculous.
Well, next week's show is going to be Michael Jackson, hits from Michael Jackson. And maybe, Mike, you could be on the show again. Jeff, you're always guys are invited. We got Matthew in the house. We got Steve in the house. Thank you, Paulie, for being on the show. Congratulations about the 11 o'clock show on Saturday. That's Paulie. She's having a show, Battered Women, about women's issues. God bless. And please, be at peace.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.